Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Excuse me, how you doing out there today? Sorry about my voice. I must be trying to catch a cold or some frog in my throat. But anyway, how are you today? A blessed day, a beautiful day, another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, and all you have to do is download that TuneIn app on any electronic device and search WWGH. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you would like to be a part of the show, you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. And as we move forward, I would like, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And I want to say hello to all of my favorite listeners and supporters of A Voice of a People. How are you doing today? And I pray you all enjoy the show. Along with you supporters and faithful listeners, I have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street. That number is 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. The ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place September the 19th, 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars and please share that information with others in need of free produce. Also, we have a prayer line started. It started with Cheryl Lee, who was the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program, which is still functioning right now in the Marion City and County Schools and also North Union City and County Schools. Please keep her up in prayer for health concerns. Anyone else you know who may need prayer because of health concerns, maybe they've lost a home or, you know, a car, a loved one, pray for our nation, all those are who in control over us, please pray for them as well. Pray for me. Don't forget me and my family as I pray for you. May the Lord bless and keep you and smile on you and turn his countenance towards you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to leave a thought with you today before I turn my attention to my guest, which I am so excited. They've come on fire today, so they have a lot to share with all of us. Let's hold on one moment. Thought for today is titled, Let Everything Have Its Way. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but we'll see. All that we encounter in life, whether it's possessions, connections, or issues, they are all transient. By allowing all things to follow their natural course, we don't suffer loss, but rather experience freedom. Much like how the sun graces us with warmth and light, appreciating each element in our lives while it lasts teaches us to immerse ourselves in the present moment. But you know, you have to be careful with that because you can't immerse yourself in some moments too long. Okay. Now I want to move my attention to my guest today, Marcus.
Michael.
Michael. Mm-hmm. Why do I have Marcus?
Because that's my online persona. So I have my name is actually Mike.
Oh, I thought about that this morning. I said, yeah. Is it Mike or Marcus?
But I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Names are just labels.
Right. And Dr. Brown?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Good to see you.
Okay, good to see you too. Yeah. How you been?
Oh, pretty good. Very busy.
Wow, yeah.
You know, the election's right around the corner. So,
oh, yeah.
And early, see, people don't realize early voting starts October 6th. Yeah. Mm. So we're not you know, just a little more than 30 days. So.
Whoa.
Yeah,
it's going to happen quick.
Yeah, whoa. It's pretty quick. 45 days.
And I know you both are on fire, and I want to ask, who want to go first?
I'll go first. Why not? All right,
what are we talking about?
So, Ralph Smith keeps bringing up the Fourth Ward.
Now, who is he?
He's the city councilman.
Okay.
Assistant city council.
Over Ward 3? I think
sure.
so.
I
yeah.
don't know.
I think so.
I only know his name. Mm-hmm. I don't know what ward he's in. I'm from the county, so I don't. Okay. Know, so
he's over our ward. He took Jason Schrauber's place.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And so he read aloud some letter he got from the Secretary of State to appoint Ralph. Or no, I want to say Ralph. It was Wilson was his last name. So I asked, so he the sixth ward obviously is now up for to be appointed, and he's trying to use a law that states that he, you know, county law that says he can appoint a Republican into that position because a Republican held that seat, which is not entirely accurate because according to the law, he actually has to appoint anyone that is that the council appoints.
Mm-hmm.
Like the council gets to decide, not the party itself. The council decides, which means that party affiliation does not matter.
Mm.
It's just whoever the council believes is qualified.
Okay.
And so it's funny because he and I got into a Facebook argument about this because he tried to bring up the Fourth Ward and how he so I asked him, like, well, can you give me that letter? Because when I showed him the actual law, he's like, well, I'm virtually correct.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What does virtually correct mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, well, can you give me, you know, clearly we're working on two different sets of information. Can you provide me the letter so that I can look at it and see, you know, correct my understanding?
Right.
And unfortunately, he did not respond to me. And so I...
And now you have the letter, right?
I have the letter now. I did a records request for it, and I got it. And it's a very general question. It did not pertain to the Fourth Ward at all. It was just simply, when does somebody become registered a Republican or Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
And that when he was given an answer. But the problem is that the Fourth Ward, the person they initially put in place was not affiliated because he'd never voted in any election prior to that primary, which was still ongoing when they were filling the seat. So technically, I would argue that person was unaffiliated, not a Republican. And then when he had to step down because of conflict of interest, he used the same argument he's using now, where he's like, well, according to the law, I can appoint, you know, we can appoint, it has to be a Republican. No, it doesn't. According to the law, according to state statute,
right,
it does not have to be a Republican.
Right.
Now, the majority on the council is Republican. Do I expect a Republican to show up or to be appointed? I mean, it would be nice not to.
Right.
But I don't understand why they're going through all of this hassle.
Right, and it's different. There's two points I'd like to make.
Yeah.
It's different than what the law says. Let's mm-hmm. be clear. There's can be an opinion, and then what the law states on how you replace a seat. And then there's a bigger global issue that keeps coming up when I come here and talk, is that I feel like Marion keeps shooting itself in the foot.
Okay.
For the Fourth Ward, they had an excellent candidate in Krista Halloran, who is a very independent, free-thinking person who wants to put Marion as priority
mm-hmm.
and not any political parties.
Right.
And she submitted her resume and they turned her down. And she would have been a perfect candidate. You know, what we need is diversity of thought, diversity of experience. This is what will make Marion stronger and better.
Right.
So now they went ahead and they filled the seat. And now here we go again. Another council member has stepped down from the from the city council. And here again, we have another opportunity to put in someone who puts Marion first and not party politics.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And here we go again. And the city just keeps shooting itself in the foot.
Doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah. And nothing changes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other thing that I find confusing is they want this 4-year staggered terms, but they can't keep people in office. So how does that work?
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue. So.
I just don't understand. Like, you can't keep people in for the full term as it is. How are you going to keep people in for 4 years?
Yeah, the 2-year, 4-year expansion of term limits, which is so interesting coming from the Republican Party, who wants to limit term limits. Mm-hmm. They want to set term limits. Here in Marion, no, the Republican Party is going the other direction because it will serve their best interest in maintaining power for longer periods of time. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to ask people to look at this. Right. If you're doing such a great job at 2 years, you can simply get reelected and get 2 more years.
Right.
Plus 2 equals 4.
Right.
End of discussion. We don't need a 4-year term limit expansion. Right. It's as simple as that.
Wow.
So, and you can have 6 years, and you can have 8 years. Mm-hmm. You know, prove you're doing a good job, you'll get reelected.
Right, that's true.
Is just absolutely a baloney issue.
I mean, it's like the public actually decides who represents them.
Yeah, it's almost
that's
similar.
Crazy.
It's almost similar to gerrymandering. Is what I was making a point with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
They're picking.
But
who and when and how they get hold their seats.
It's just funny that we don't have laws in place that says that the consent of the governed is the people that get to choose who's going to represent them.
There's something very bad going on in this country.
Like,
remember the we the people?
Yes.
Yeah, not Bill Collins. He's not our God. Not, you know, any authoritarians or dictators or big daddies.
Yep.
It's we the people. And this has now come up in the flock issue,
yep,
where Bill Collins, the mayor, has really stepped in the doo-doo. and again, we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
The city council, who I would not say is the most Democratic-facing council I've ever met, but they did use a democratic process to come to the idea of banning flock cameras, which is the right choice here.
Right.
Yep, privacy, definitely. I mean, Bill Collins is acting like Marion, some kind of New York City, you know, Haiti or something, for God's sakes, you know. It's not. We don't need 30. My God, we have more cameras here than Columbus does.
Columbus does, and we don't need that many, even if we...
We have 30 flock cameras here monitoring 34. Everyone's actions.
34.
Hmm.
Yeah,
and that's in the county and in Marion proper.
Yeah, so here we go. Bill Collins says, "No, I'm Big Daddy. I'm big government, and I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna tell you, you know, that I think that we need these cameras. I know best." And so he vetoes the 5-4 ruling of the council.
I would also like to point out.
But doesn't that come up for a vote again?
It can in the council.
I hope
they have
so.
To veto it. But that's going to be difficult because they have their ward down.
Mm-hmm.
That ward will not have a voice when they decide to veto. I don't know, which I don't think is fair to them. But it is what it is. This is the situation that we find ourselves.
Right.
But ultimately, the thing that bothers me about it even more than the fact that he vetoed it is that he was like, "Oh, I believe that my personal belief is it's 9-1." 4.
Yeah.
Okay, well, personal belief isn't fact.
No.
No, no.
Yeah.
And who did you talk to get this figure?
Right.
So quickly. Remember, he has 30 days mm-hmm. from the time that he had time.
Right.
Why the rush?
Yeah, well, then
why
he
not
claimed
take
he
this
only
seriously?
Had 10, and then he just made,
right.
You know.
Yeah, but my point, though, is he had 30 days.
Yeah.
How far into that 30 days are we?
Yeah.
Not even a week.
Who wants to be under surveillance?
Right.
All the time. I mean, that's
well,
a fringe upon our rights.
Exactly.
Right?
And I guarantee
these. Hold on, Mike. Yeah. These cameras have been used to, by police officers in many instances across the United States to stalk their ex-girlfriends, mm-hmm. To chase debtors, to all kinds of activities.
To get autographs from famous people.
Mm. Yeah, in one instance I was reading about yesterday, the city crime solving case number actually declined because I'm gathering from the article that because the flock cameras were in use, they just assumed the flock cameras would start solving crime by themselves, just automatically. And so crime cases being closed and solved went down, not up, as put forth by the proponents of the flock cameras. You know, this raises another issue. If I could just interject here for a minute and do a sidebar. You know, since I've been here in Marion, what I've noticed is anytime an issue comes up, all we hear about is one side of the argument. We never really get the other side.
Right.
And the side that we hear is the side that, you know, the power wants. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't hear about all the good things that could come from the Delaware bypass, mm-hmm. and the positive economic benefits on the county. No, we only hear all the bad stuff.
Right, right.
So bad that it got put on Joan, the county auditors. She wrote up a statement, and she's a Democrat. She wrote up a statement which was filled with lies and misinformation about why this bypass has no positive benefits. I don't know where she gets that from, but it's just not true. Mm. And so I've been noticing since I've been living here, when we hear issues come up, all we get is one side.
Right.
And this is why diversity of thought and diversity of experience and diversity of cultural beliefs and everything is so important to be at the table.
Yep.
We all have blind spots. We all have assumptions that we make and presume. And when we're constantly in our own bubbles around the same people, we think that we're right. And it's not. You're not right. We've got to do something in Marion to break this groupthink. I've never seen it. I've lived all over the United States. I've never seen it, the groupthink, as bad as it is here.
Yeah.
This is making Marion toxic and sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I believe it's catching.
Yes.
And spreading.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Across our nation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Constitution says we're supposed to have vigorous debate.
Right.
You know, when you go into a courtroom and you know, judges, they want zealous lawyers. We want vigorous debate. We don't want violence. You know, it's not guns over ballots.
Right.
It's ballots. We have civil ways. And I don't understand where along the lines we stopped being civil to each other and having respectful disagreements.
Right.
And we picked up arms and bullets and we loaded our weapons and that was it.
Mm.
I mean, here's another thing. I was raised Catholic. For such a Catholic and Christian town, I've never seen as much hate as there is in this town.
Wow.
Never in my life. Mm-hmm. The judgmentalism is off the Richter scale.
Agreed.
The paranoia and the never. And I spend my day in Marion. I'm retired, walking around talking to all kinds of people.
Right.
And never in my life have I seen so much hatred, mm-hmm. and judgmentalism.
I agree.
And it's not me. Yes, it is. All of us. All of us are responsible for making this right.
Yes, mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we need to not be silent when we see things going on. We have to say something, and people need to be uncomfortable.
We have to stop thinking that everybody is committing crimes, that everybody is wrong, that everybody's doing bad, that everyone has bad in their heart.
It's interesting you say that, and the reason I want to add to this is because I was at a book club the other day. And one of the major things in the book club that was discussed was, this is a safe space for us to open up and communicate, and please make sure that we all understand that we're all coming from a different space.
Yeah.
Why can't we apply that everywhere?
I don't know.
Why does it have to be restricted to a book
club?
But
what happened? Yeah. It used to be that way. What happened?
Right.
Right. That's the question.
What happened?
Yeah. You know, because I mean, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like... Yeah. Why can't we do this everywhere?
You know, one of the accusations from the nuts on the right who are part of Marion Watch or whatever. Ooh, yeah. Oogly. Yeah. Ooh, scary. You know, is that we're in a cult or we're in an echo chamber too. Oh my gosh. Please come to our meetings. Yeah. Citizens for Democracy. We meet every Saturday morning. We have a very robust, engaged meetings.
Yep.
There is not a single one of us that agrees with the other.
Nope.
And the thing is, though, we do agree on treating human beings with respect, having compassion, understanding the importance of social safety nets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody falls once or twice in their life.
Right.
Everybody deserves a hand up, not a hand out, a hand up.
Right.
And so, you know, oh, please come to our meetings because...
Yeah.
Because we have very vigorous engaged.
Remember, they probably won't, because when they were at the one protest where they were supposed to do interviews, the son was the only safe person there, apparently, because he was too afraid to do anything.
Yeah.
But his son was safe enough to walk around with the GoPro and the live events.
Yeah.
Where do you meet at?
Yeah. We're meeting at 719 North Main Street.
Yep.
We have a new
what
building.
What time?
We meet 10:30 to 12.
Yep.
Noon.
Yep.
Yeah. Every Saturday, unless you know we're doing an activity. We work with the peanut butter and jelly van.
Yep.
We've made sandwiches 2 or 3 times.
Yep.
To fill up for the
we're
van,
also
the
planning
right.
on.
The day.
We also are planning on doing city cleanup. We're working with a group that's heading that up.
We're very involved in community projects.
Yeah, we're
some of us work with the homeless, some of us work with the unemployed.
Yep.
We're doing so many projects. I'm exhausted.
I bet you are.
Yeah, but, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of people hurting.
Yes.
Marion County is one of the largest counties, most number of people on Medicaid, which is all going away. After the elections.
Yeah,
and the
January.
Republicans did that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Republicans did that.
Yes. Yeah. Social safety nets are gone.
Well, see, they got their commandments from the head of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
When he got rid of all those programs and taking money out of this program.
Yeah, where's that money going?
He's like the walking 7 deadly sins, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like one day it just dawned on me, holy cow, gluttony, greed, he's like the all 7 of that.
Yeah, he's
forget the 7 mountains because he's the 7 deadly sins.
He's the walking billboard.
Yeah,
he's the epitome of Christians don't do this.
But what does that mean, though? Yeah. If he has that much control over people who consider or profess to be Christians.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, I would argue that I think that it was, I've tried to read the Bible. I can't get past Genesis. Never been able to. It just, my brain does not get it. But I believe there was something in there about false prophets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. False teachers, false prophets.
Yeah.
Hello. Golden calf.
I mean,
right there.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Literally. It's rattle can gold.
Unveiled, right? This golden image is going to be unveiled here really, really soon.
I mean, he's literally plastering gold all over our bloody...
Capital.
Thank you.
Well, in the Catholic tradition, too, they have this thing called mortal sins. I've lost track of how many mortal sin is your soul will be condemned to hell.
Right.
Right? I've lost track of how many mortal sins.
Yeah. There's a lot.
That
his
followers
are making, yeah.
But see, he doesn't care about himself.
Well,
going.
No, he cares about where he's going. He does care.
Yeah. Oh, he does?
Yes. He's very... He's
America is spelled... cross out the A, and it's me. It's me.
Right.
It's cross out the
He doesn't care about his followers.
RICA.
I mean, he's come out and told them. He doesn't care about that.
Everybody. Not just them.
Yeah. I mean, look at what happened with the USS Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Look what happened with that.
Yeah. It's
people
still going
jumping,
on.
People are jumping off the ship.
Yeah.
Because the ship is falling apart.
There are women that don't have monthly supplies. Tampons, pads, and all of that.
Yep.
Our soldiers our best of the nation who put their lives on the line. They don't even have monthly menstrual supplies.
And it's Bone Spurs McGee said, hey, you know, they haven't been out there nearly long enough.
Five-time draft dodger.
Yeah. Bone spurs.
Yeah.
Because he's got bone spurs.
He doesn't. Well, you wouldn't be able to play golf if you had bone spurs.
Right.
Do you see, they don't put two and two together.
No.
Right? He claims he has bone spurs, but he's golfing. Why is he golfing? We're just asking people to critically think about it.
Right. Yeah.
Think.
Yeah.
Because that's common sense.
Common sense is not common.
So that doesn't work. Yeah.
But I would like to bring it back to the flock stuff.
We need Thomas Paine back here.
Right. I want to bring it back to that because I know we have limited time. And so with the flock stuff, it seems like there's some sort of lack of consent history going on here where they put something up and then they just won't take it down regardless of whether or not they should. For instance, the mayor just mentioned at the last council meeting that the 15-mile-an-hour speed limit on Main Street is technically illegal by the state and can't be enforced.
Hmm.
But you notice those signs haven't gone anywhere.
Where are they located on Main Street?
They're located at the corners of Church and what's the other one?
I'm not even sure what you're talking about. Church and
It's like right on. It's on Main Street. It's that little strip where the business, where the main businesses are.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was 35, isn't it?
No, it's 25.
25. Okay.
Yeah, it's 25. So technically, all around there because it's city proper is 25.
Okay. And it downtown, says 15.
Yeah. And it says 15. And it's the only spot that says 15. And according to the state, that's illegal. But they're still there. I looked. They're still there. After he made the announcement. So I would like to know when they're going to be taken down.
Right.
And also, you know, we might as well, while we're at it, take the flock cameras down too, because they don't need to be there. Nobody wants them. Every city and state, everybody's fighting against it. No, they're not even fighting. A lot of the states are just, a lot of the counties and cities are just taking them down because nobody likes it.
I saw that on the news. Man was climbing up the poles and stuff.
But there was a sheriff in another city who was like, I think they're fine, but people don't want them, so I'm not going to bother them. I'm just going to take them down.
Right.
Well, what makes them so sure that we don't have people following them on film?
Right.
It's a bit of the arrogance.
It is, because so since it's cameras are allowed, us, we right. can,
yeah.
Well, it's following them, too. So, what stops right. it, right? So,
right. Well, so it's not just that.
here's my thought on that, is they're public officials. They should expect to be recorded.
That's right.
So they are turnabout's fair play. Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah.
I just think we need to make it more obvious.
But who is actually viewing the tapes or the recorded history?
Well, at this point, that's
cameras.
Immaterial. They don't care.
Right.
They don't care.
Well, it goes back to trust us.
Yeah.
But remember, when the pendulum swings to the other side of the aisle, no.
Yeah,
we don't
can't.
Trust you.
Right.
See, this is the hypocrisy of the highest levels. From the local to the federal level, we have just hypocrisy on steroids right now.
Yeah. Yep.
So, trust us.
Yeah,
trust
it's
no.
like
trust
it's
bro.
Like Bill saying, "Oh, I'm your big daddy." Well, wait a minute. What happened to individual accountability, personal mm-hmm. responsibility? I thought these were Republican principles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Marion is a nice, quiet, little urban, rural city, and we don't need these cameras here.
I have another update for you.
We don't need to sacrifice the Fourth Amendment for this.
Silver Street, you know, Silver Street, that mm-hmm. whole annexation thing.
Yeah.
That building the Dollar General is going to be delayed because there's apparently a gas pipe that runs through part of that property where the parking lot would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they got to figure that out.
Good.
Let
them figure it out. I'm waiting on my store.
I know you want it.
Yes, I do want it.
And
I'll tell you why I want it so bad, because they consider the area I live in as the depressed
right.
area of the right. city.
Right. I mean, I personally...
I do not... When I heard that, I thought, are you kidding me?
It's
and
not
you
surprising.
Don't want anything to go on over there or right. any, you know, type of, you
well,
know, rejuvenation over there.
Right.
No,
exactly.
Where I can't even go to the store and get milk or bread or you know,
yep.
if I'm blocked all the way across by trains.
Yes.
I would like to say that it's not a race thing. I would like to say that.
Oh.
I would love to be able to say that.
Yeah, no.
But I can't.
Marion's the most racist town I've ever lived in.
You know, I mean, this is very much a deliberate thing. And
it could
be a
poor thing because, I mean, there's more whites over there than there are black people.
Race and class.
Well, the problem is that when applying certain things, it doesn't stop with just one thing. So yeah, racism is definitely a part of it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because of that, it also affects anybody else that lives there, which is what people don't understand. Right. When you apply laws, when you do certain things that hurt one person or one group of people,
it hurts everybody. If you're racist, you're also homophobic, transphobic. Yep. You're, you know, anti-Semitic. They are, you know,
anti-God.
Yeah, it just all comes along together as a big
and anti-God.
So.
Yeah,
right.
Because he came for everybody. He died for the whole world that they might be saved. So he didn't point out who was what color or where they came from.
No.
So that means you're anti-God.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. He sat down with everyone.
Yes, he did.
He sat down with everyone.
With everyone.
So what's the problem?
Well, Jesus spent his time with the poor and the homeless and the
motherless, the fatherless.
He was driving Maseratis.
Yes.
But the people in power don't have time for that, Terry.
No, I know.
They have power things to do.
Yeah,
they
I know. They're rewriting the Constitution. They're also rewriting the Bible.
Yes.
I was talking with someone the other day about this.
Yeah, it's in Project 25.
They're not just ripping
the
Constitution.
Who is rewriting the Bible? I think I saw that somewhere.
The power elites, the techno autocrats, that money is the highest form now of worship. Yeah. And all these new things that are just starting to materialize, throwing out the Jesus loved.
J.D. Vance said the other day something about how the American currency, people are worshiping that too much, and we should be not doing that.
the vice president said
yes,
that?
Yes, the vice president said that. He was in Ohio.
He's saying that?
Yeah. Basically stating something similar to we should go to, like, crypto as a national currency.
Oh, boy.
Crypto. Because we're worshiping the dollar too much.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing.
So what's crypto?
So,
a former currency?
It's digital money.
It's digital money, basically.
Digital currency.
It's still money, right?
Yeah. No.
No.
No. No, it is not.
No.
We have a microphone. We can touch the microphone. We see the microphone. We know it exists.
Right, right.
You have a dollar bill in your pocket.
Yes.
You can pull it out. You see it. You feel it. You know it exists.
Right.
Okay, take all that away, and that's crypto.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's just somewhere in the air somewhere.
Mm.
Maybe, and you'll never be able to catch it.
Mm. Financial experts, economists have called it. It's monopoly money.
It is very much monopoly money.
And a large part of it is because the full faith and credit of the United States government is not behind it. So it's phony baloney.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's why they're working so hard to make all these changes in Congress to put the full faith and credit of the United States of America behind it.
Right.
This activity is going on right now. They're trying to get it passed.
Right. And It all it's doing is our empire has fallen, is what's happened. I mean, look at our history. When we went to Iraq the first time, back in the 90s, we had 1,200 plus aircraft and a bunch of nations behind us. Second time, less aircraft, but still had a bunch of nations behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have one ally. That's it. Why? Because we kept telling everybody else to go screw themselves,
mm-hmm.
and now we're shocked that they don't want to help us. And people are like, "Oh, well, they never wanted to help us." I'm sorry. Where were they on 9/11? They actually were there. 9/11. Mm-hmm. In fact, Iran even helped us in 9/11
mm-hmm.
because they even said that was atrocious and mm-hmm. shouldn't have happened.
Yes.
And
right.
the general that Trump killed in his first term was the one that said, "Yes, we're going to help." How ironic is that? And then yet we want to be like, "Oh, Iran bad." Yeah. Okay, when?
And let me go back out to the broader issues here. When Republicans take office, what do they do? Start a war in the Middle East. run the deficit up. We're at $40 trillion now.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And counting.
Yeah. And less taxes on the rich, you know. So here we are again. Boom, boom, boom.
Right. Right.
That's
right.
What they accomplished. Right. And what do the American working people have? What do all of us down here as we support the 1%? We have $4.49 last week. Now it's $4.26 gas
and
$6 diesel.
And not just that. Look at the grocery prices.
Yeah, skyrocketing grocery prices.
My wife watches people that share what they buy at like Costco and what's the other one? The Walmart one, Sam's Club. Yeah. And they're like, this used to be $2. Now it's like $13, $14, $15 for the same thing. Yes. Nothing changed. Nothing was altered.
It's
not like they invented something new.
Right.
It's the same product.
Right,
why
same
is
product.
It costing us that much?
Right.
Terrible.
Did you get your insurance premiums? Your auto, your home, your
water
health,
bills going up.
Skyrocketing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The water bill's going up.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
we have issues with the water, but yeah. somehow we can pay, you know, we get to pay more mm-hmm. for less.
Well, yes. And see, wait, back out to the broader issue. They come and they say, we want this public utility. We were going to privatize it. We're going to deliver you more efficient service at a cheaper cost. And what happens? The price
opposite.
Skyrockets. Yep. So people, when you go to vote, stop.
But it's not even
and
that.
Think.
But it's not even that. The price goes up.
Yeah.
But what
and
are
service,
you getting? Your
service
nothing.
Goes down.
Yeah.
Always.
Service right. drops
yeah.
every
yeah.
time.
I've spent over 30 years in the corporate sector. You know, you're not talking to someone who's an educational, nonprofit kind of person.
You ever watched Twilight Zone before?
We are in the Twilight Zone.
And remember that one story they did where a certain time they turned the water on?
Yep.
So you could take a shower and all that.
Yeah,
I mean, all these things were like, what, in the 50s and the
60s? Oh, yeah, that'll never happen here. Yeah. That'll never happen here.
Oh, please. Yeah. Hell yeah. We're headed toward that craziness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We
well,
are.
You know, I have talked to some people about, okay, fine, you want to get rid of the property tax. Well, how are you going to pay for police, fire, pensions, and all that?
Right.
Well, and they just give me, every time I've asked someone, they just give me a blank
stare. They don't
stare.
Have an answer.
Or the 20%. Oh, great, you're happy to pay 20% sales taxes?
It's the same thing with the SAVE Act. It's the same thing with the stupid SAVE Act. Because they're like, oh, the SAVE Act is going to be great. I'm like, okay, how is it going to be great?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because it's going to make you have to provide proof of citizenship. I'm like, okay, well, that's already law, so how does the SAVE Act change that?
But
well, you don't understand, because it's going to give them, people got to show ID. Like, no, I do understand. They have to show ID still now, so how does that change anything? And they don't understand.
Yeah, but back to the firehouse example.
Yeah.
Let's privatize fire services, okay?
Oh, yeah, they did that once.
So Tier one, what does that include? Oh, well, that's one truck and two fire people.
Mm-hmm.
And tier two includes an ambulance and a fire truck and two personnel in the ambulance.
Okay.
And tier three, do you see what I, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then, oh, if you want 24-hour service, that will cost you this.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go to a fee-for-service model, and then sky's the limit. They'll just charge for everything.
Yep.
You know, and
and this is also why, like,
please, people think.
Yeah, I know you want a Dollar General. I personally don't think a Dollar General is
I want a store.
Right, you want right.
I want a store.
Right, and that I agree with. A store should go in there. I just don't think a Dollar General is the store that should be there. But that's neither here nor there because
right,
it's
don't
gonna,
matter.
Yeah, it's going to
really
happen.
Don't matter.
Right, but I hope that it's not the only one.
Me too. I hope that's the beginning.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Right.
You know, I hope
so. Back to economic development for Marion. Well, who exactly is working on this? There's sort of a small committee I heard about downtown, but I don't see them doing a whole lot of serious, you know, out of the box economic thinking to bring jobs and businesses here. I really don't see it. So we really don't have any economic plan. Well, that's not great.
Well, so. I was looking to do some sort of community center space, and the one place I looked at, it's like $12,000 a month to rent it.
Hmm. Where is that at?
Main Street.
Ooh, that much?
Yeah. pretty, pretty brilliant. I mean, it's all set up. Like, it's ready to go. Like, I've never seen a place that, you know, if you know how to cook, you know, you got chefs or whatever, you can jump in there.
Wow.
And hit the ground running. Like, it's great.
Not at 12, don't get me wrong,
but I mean, you know, like,
running one door and out the back.
I have not gone back there because, like, I don't know what, I don't know how to find that kind of cash, especially. And I'm thinking about a small business. That's a lot of money for a small business to just, you know,
have to dish out.
Before we even get into, you know, product, getting staff.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. For this little town, there's a lot of money.
I mean, where do they think they're going to get that?
I don't know.
And see, part of the problem is I fear like
the mall.
I feel like what it is it's the emptiness is the point. Mm-hmm. Because they can get tax credits on that. And so we have become...
This is part of the race to the bottom.
Yeah.
So, and it's also, I was going to mention something a little bit earlier, is Republicans have a lot of magical thinking. So back to economic development here in Marion. Oh, it'll just happen. You know, Adam Smith's invisible hand.
That's Reaganomics.
It's just, no. I mean, you need good people from diverse backgrounds.
Yes.
With experience.
To sit down and hash these things out.
Yes, I agree.
We all want a better America, better Marion, all of us.
Yes.
I agree.
But we can't get there if we don't all sit down with our different ideas
and talk
about it.
But we used to be able to sit down and negotiate together. But well, they said Reagan came in and changed a whole lot of stuff.
Well, it's not going to happen when people like Bill Collins override a democratic process. The council said 5-4 no.
Yep.
He's upset. He's huffy. He slams his hand down on the table. He says, no, Big Daddy knows better.
Yep.
We're having this.
Well, he's a former police chief.
That is authoritarianship
If anything, peak. I would argue because he's a police officer or a former police officer, he should have then done more due diligence to make sure that the choice that he was making was the correct one.
Right.
Well, and what says police officers ever had to be, you know, the tromper of personal rights?
Right.
That's what I don't understand. Like, they're all well-versed on being after the criminals. But, hey, wait a minute.
Well,
you know, there's a fuller picture here of you also being serving your fellow citizens and thinking about defending our rights.
Right,
you say that, but you know the history of police, right?
Yes, I've studied a lot of, yes.
Yeah, the slave catchers is basically what they used to be.
Yeah,
we're out of time.
Yeah.
We are out of time.
There's a lot going on in Marion.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Wake up, people.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Stay tuned for the next hour at 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Again, I apologize for my voice. I don't know what happened to it today, but it's gone. But I want to say thank you to Dr. Brown and to Mike.
Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Thanks. It was great seeing you again.
Same here. Yep. Thank you. God bless.
Wow. That's good stuff. Serious good stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that was good. That was...